Aniyim beklicha, and the posture to stretch these to carry them out. Shrashi mita shemaisim, as posture to stretch of the head, used to carry out the poor people with. For her, you are aniyim is baishin, and the aniyim felt very embarrassed. Is the skinu the mayor takona, she you are kill, moitziyim beklicha. Everybody is taken out now in a posture to coffin, a posture to bed. That's the meaning today also. You're supposed to use as posture as possible, mefnei kvoid and shoniyim. As kovet shoniyim, you're supposed to use as posture as possible. The person that was maced because of the sickness of Choli Amayin, he had a bad stomach disease, and the stomach smelled very bad there, so they, by him, by his mito, they used to put spices to make it smell good. For now the people that were alive, that had sick, that had their stomach problems, they realized that the reason why this mace has the smelling there, because he smelled very bad, that's why they put the psalm there. So the people that are alive that had stomach problems also were embarrassed right now. They have to say, we smell. So the corner was, under every single mace, they put psalm in. It's all covered for the people that are alive, that have this sickness, have this stomach disease, and they smell that people shouldn't realize it, so therefore they put them psalm in under every mace. But we sure know how you mat filin as a kelim agabi nidois maceis. If an isha was mace and she's a nida, she was nice while she was a nida, so male our clothing became tummy, so there used to be toivel all the kelim. For your nida is chayis misbaishois. Now the nidas, the women that are alive, they got embarrassed, like they say that they were nidas, they were embarrassed now. So Rashi learns like this, agabi nidas maceis means, ha-kelim sh'nishtam sh'bem b'oidim chayim, sh'nitmu b'giyosam, sh'nidim etam b'giyosam, odim b'kelim. That doesn't mean the clothing she's wearing when she died. Because for Shteitzach, when she died, she's a mace, so all the clothing become tummy. That means that before she was mace, the clothing she touched then, if she was a nida, all the clothing were tummy. So it used to be table those kelim. Now, the nidas that are alive, the chayim, were like embarrassed, as if to say, no, she was a nida, so they felt embarrassed also. That the corner now was, any time a lady is mace, all the clothing that she used the last few days used to table in the mikvah. The people should not realize whether she was a nida or not a nida, they should not embarrass the nidas that are alive. A man that died and he was a zov, well, before he died, he had the zov two or three times he saw, he had this tumas, all his clothing was tummy. For Yuzovin Chayim is Baishin. And then the men that were zovin right now, they got embarrassed as if to say, like, this person was mace, was a zav, that's why they're toivel, they're putting all his clothing in the mikvah, so it embarrassed them also. Here's a skinos of the Meir Takono, Shiyumat Vilo Nagabi Akil, Mevneikvodim Shal Zovin Chayim. The Meir HaTikvah now know any man that's mace also, the meaning was to be table all the kelim that he used before he was mace, in order not to embarrass the people that are alive that are zoven. For Rishoyne Hoysoy Tsoyes HaMeis Koshel HaKroivov Yoysim and Misosoy. The beginning, right, says people used to dress them up, I don't know, minks, but fancy tucks in fancy suits. He used to dress up the mace, a few $100, used to cost a lot of money. And it was hard for the Kroivim to take care of the expenses more than the whole Misa. It bothered them more, the expenses they had, more than the whole fact that their korov died. The korov ran away from the mace. It was too expensive to take care of him. So they used to push it, run away from the mace. To Rabbi Gamliel was knowing upon himself, he left the tzavor, that he was, that when he was going to die, that you know what, you just dress him in. Dress him in poshut tachrichim, in poshut of flax clothing. That was the minig afterwards, lotzes b'kli pishtim. They don't put any more their fancy suits, they don't dress them up anymore, they put on poshut tachrichim. And amara papa v'idna, nog alma today, what is the minig? Afilu b'tzada bazuza. The cheapest clothing you can get, even $1 clothing, that's what you put on them. Like we do b'zmanah there. Tachrichim is supposed to be very cheap, the cheapest things you can put on him, that was the minute to put on Mesim, in order the Kroivim should not feel that bad about the expense, and more care about taking care of the mace. Rashi says, Yekosh l'Kroivov, v'tachrichim toivim. The minute was to dress them up very nice, it was very expensive to find a good suit. So Mestam, so they used to run away, so the minute was to use Pashto, Bazud Rashi, Hanikne Bezuz. Something very cheap, that's what you should put on now. Tachrichim is supposed to be very cheap. Right. Ein manichin esamita b'rechoy. We say in Cholomoyd, you don't leave the mace outside of the main street. Not to be mad, but people should not say a lot has paid him. Omar Rav Popo ein moyed mifnei Talmud Chochem. But a Talmud Chochem that's mace, there's no din like Chol HaMoyed, then you're allowed to say a spade, and even on Chol HaMoyed, you're allowed to say a spade for Talmud Chochem. So Kol Shechen Chanukah Purim, the same thing applies if you died on Chanukah Purim, you could say a spade for Talmud Chochem, even on Chanukah and Purim. V'hani mili b'fonim, there's only if the mace is there, in front of the Talmud Chochem himself. Havash loy b'fonim loy, but not in front of him, after you buried him already, later you want to come back to say a spade him, that you can't do. Only in front of the Talmud Chochem himself. For the more ain't it's not that way. For Rav Kana Saftei, the Rav Zvid min Adoi, before the Hora, that Rav Kana said a hespid when Rav Zvid was nifter in Adoi, and he said it in Pum Nehura, a different place. That Rav Zvid was nifter in Adoi, and he said they spayed him someplace else, and it was one of these times, either it was Chol HaMoed or Chanukah Purim. So you see, you could say a spayed him even not in front of the mace himself. On the Rav Papi, Yom Shemua Hevei. The pshat was that Rav Kana Bechlal wasn't there b'shas he died. This was the day first when Rav Kana first heard that Rav Zvid was nifta. It was Yom Shemua, the day he heard about it. Okay, before of Dami, and the first day, the first second you hear about that he was mace, that tsar is so great, that's as if the mace is right in front of you. And therefore at that time he was allowed to say hespid, even on Chol HaMoed or Chanukah Purim. Omar Ula hespid alev. What does hespid really mean? It's supposed to hit the heart. That's what hespid means. Alev. The Chassidus Pasuk says, Al Shadayim Soifton, Al Shadayim Soifton means on your breast, on the heart, that's what the Hesped is. Rashi says, Al Lev means, Metafei Kneger Lev. You hit yourself next to the heart. Hesped, they say. You start hitting yourself near the heart. Tipuach, what does Tipuach means? That's Biyad, you clap your hands like. Rashi Kreifitz Yad Zul Zeh. Also, B'shas Hesped, you clap your hands. Not as left, but care as tear crying. Kilos Beregel, that's the way you're banging your feet. Shashi Maga Ragle Bakarka, you bang your feet on the ground because of the tsar. Tana Rabbonin, Hamakales Leikalas Pesandal, you should not bang with wearing sandals. El Baman only with shoes. But Nea Sakona, it's a Sakona to bang with sandals. You shouldn't bang with sandals. Omer Reb Yechanan, Ovel by an Ovel when you're sitting Shiva, Kivin Shenina Roshoi, when the Ovel shakes his head as if to say, leave, you can leave already, Shuvain Menachmin. Then Shuv Ein Menachmin Rishoyin Leishav Etzloi. Then the people came to Menachem Ovel, shouldn't stay there anymore. Shrashi, Ki Shenira Shenicha Miatzmoi. When the Ovel like had enough already, he feels Menuchim ready, then the people should leave. When like, he shakes his head, it's time to leave, you should leave. V'yomer Reb Yechanan, Hakil Chayovim Lamoid Mifnei Nosi. Everybody has to stand up in front of a Nosi. If a Nosi is there, comes by you, everybody has to stand up. The Nosi was the highest position in Klal Yisrael. Either was a Melech, B'shas Dan the Melech, or else later on, wherever the Nosi was the highest. Chutz me'yavo b'chayla. A novel doesn't have to stand up. He's potter from giving cover to a novel, to a Nosi. Nua did a chayla, a person that's sick also can't stand up. He has this p'tur. V'yom Reb Yechanan. L'chol aymrim lehem shvu. When a Nosi, somebody, the people are standing up, you tell them all to sit down. Chutz me'yavo b'chayla. You don't tell a novel to sit down, you don't tell a chayla to sit down. They can do what they want. Trash l'chol aymrim shvu. After everybody stood up for the Nosi, tell them all to sit down. But not a novel, not a chayla. They don't have to act like other people. Omer Rav Yudu Amar Rav. Ovel yom rishon osa lecha lecha mishaloi. A novel, the first day, or at least we pass them, is the first Suda, when you come home from the Beisak forest, the first Suda you have, you're not allowed to eat from your own food. That's called Suda Savro, somebody else has to bring you the food. Midiyom le rachmon yecheskel, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told yecheskel, v'lechem anoshim lo toichel, that you should not eat food from other people. And that was the chiddush, like, why not? Mashm, other people are not allowed to eat from, are not allowed to eat their own food. So Hashem is telling yecheskel, you have a different halacha. You are not supposed to eat other people's food. But for everybody else, the din of a novel is just the opposite. You're not allowed to eat your own food, you have to eat somebody else's food. Rabbah, Rab Yosef, Mechalfi, so decided Ladodi. They made up that when Rabbah was a novel, so Rab Yosef brought him to Suda. And later, when Rab Yosef became a novel, Rabbah brought him back to Suda. That's all right. The Yom Rab Yehuda Amarav, Meis Be'ir, Kol B'Neir, Asurim Bastias Melocha. Somebody died in the city, this means there's no Hever Kaddish in the city, so it's mutl upon everybody in the city to take care of the mace. And everybody has to stop working, you have to take care of this mace. Rav Hamnuna Ikloy Lidrumusa. He came to the city. Shoma Kil Shipura, the Shikhva. He heard the Shaifa that somebody died. And Chazah still he saw Hanachinshi the Kwaab the Avidator. He saw some people still doing work in the town that day. Omalu, So he said to them, Rav Nuna said to them, Lehevi hanachin should be shamto. I put a curse upon you. You should be in shamtoi. Leshchiv v'ikav amos, isn't there somebody that died today in the city? So how can you be doing work? Or Mule, they told back to him, Chavrus, Chavurta ikav amos. There's a chavr kadisha here. There's a special chavur of people to take care of Mason. Or Mule, he said back to him, Yachi shari. If so, then it's mutter, then you're allowed to do work. Now, the main thing is, people should be taking care of the mace. So if you have people set aside to take care of the mace, then the rest of the people are allowed to do their work. If somebody feels very bad, it hurts them a lot, too much, more than you're supposed to for your mace, it's not nice. Is our mace achar hu boicha. You should know, you may have to cry for another mace. It's not nice. You have to realize everything comes from Hashemayim, Hashem is the Father, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, Hashem gives, Hashem takes away. Good, you're supposed to see, you're supposed to feel bad, but not too much. If you feel bad too much, like you're crying for Hashem, that's bad for you, that maybe you'll have another mace. And that's what happened here. Who is happened by a lady? Who is saw a certain lady? She was in the vicinity, she was a neighbor of Rav Huna. Heavy law Shiva Vini, she had seven sons. Mesech Benai, one of them died. Heavy called Bachia Biaserta. She was crying for a long time. She kept on crying. In Sholach Lo Rav Huna. Rav Huna sent a message to her and told her, Loi Savdi Hochi, don't do this. Don't cry so long. It's after the Mayavelis already. Loi Askucha Bei, she didn't listen to him. Sholach Lo, so he sent back a second time to her. Itzaisis Mutri, if you listen to me, you'll be alright. Viloi, if you're not going to listen to me, if you can still keep on crying, Tzavi Zavdi Solidach, you're going to have to prepare Tachrich for your next son. And that's what happened. Miss Okulu, she didn't listen, and the second son died, till all seven sons died. Lisaif at the end, oh my Lord, she said back to him. She still sent back to her. Is Timush Zadus on Nafshecha? She should not even keep on crying. You better prepare Tachrichim for yourself. Umisin, she died also. So that's this engineer that after Mason die, you will soon sit as a man to cry 3-7 days, but more than that, you're not supposed to take it to heart more than that. Pasuk says, "Al tifku lemeis, don't cry over meis. Be al tinoidu, don't mourn, groan, loy. Al tifku lemeis means yoisu medai. Don't cry more than you're supposed to. You have to know it's min hashemayim. Be al tinoidu lo yoisu mekashir, and don't mourn, groan more than the shir is. Hakeit said, what's the locha? Shloishu yom lubchi. The first 3 days, those are called bchi. Those are the worst days of the avelis. Those are days of crying." V'shivah lehespid, and 7 days you keep on saying hespedim. U'shloishel megiyas latasberes. Then the next 30 days is halacha not to wear ironed out clothing. U'tasberes not to take a haircut for 30 days. Mikan v'yelach after 30 days. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, iatem rachimim bo yosim menu. Don't have more rachmonis than I do. Like that's it. Shloishim, that's the inyan of avelus. By parents, you have within yud beis chodesh. But you have the mesim, it's shleishim, you have to shleishim, that's it. Bechul bochul hoylich, the Pasuk says. You should cry for somebody that goes. Omer Rav Yehuda lo hoylich blei bonim. That means somebody dies without children, then there's something really to cry about. He didn't leave over anybody behind. And Yehoshua ben Levi, lo yozo levei aveli, never went to Machl, he never went to Beis Ovel. Elo leman di yozo blei bini. Only to a person that was nifta and then didn't leave over any children. The Pasuk says, bochul bechul hoylich. Cry for somebody that goes, which means without children. Ki lo yashuvoy, he's not going to return anymore. Veroya seres malato, he's not going to be able to see his birth. It means he doesn't have any children. Rav Huna Omar zesh over avera. That means somebody did an avera b'shana bon, did it twice already. That's called ki lo yashuvoy. He won't return to him. He won't do tshuva anymore. The person did the avera once and twice. That's bad. And Rav Huna the time Rav Huna goes according to shita. The yom Rav Huna. Kivon she'over adam avera v'shonabo. Somebody did an avera once, and he did it a second time. Hutraloi. It's as if it's mutter. He thinks he's allowed to do it from now on. For the Gemara, hutraloi sakotaitik, when you really think you're allowed to do it, it's still an avera. If you did it once or twice, it doesn't give you permission to do it more. Ela Rav Huna means like this. Eima say nasis loiketer. To he himself, to you yourself, you're talking into yourself, and now it's mutter, I'm not doing anything wrong. The first time we do an aver, it bothers you. You know you did something wrong. The second time also, when you did it two, and the Vashtei, the Baal Musa said, the Vashtei Tzich, you do it 300,000 or 400,000 times, then for sure it's not much mutter gomer, then it comes you think it's mutter. Well, that's bad. Omer Rebbe Levi, Ovel Shloisha Yomer Rishonim, Yira Satzmoy, Kilo Cheru, Menachas Levin, Shtei Yakosov. The first 2 days when you're sitting Shiva, you have to feel very big, you're not going to be afraid, as if the Malach HaMavos is still around, as if a knife, the sword, is still Ben Shtar Yakosef. The Ksefer, should be Shtar Ksefer, between your two shoulders. Mishloi Shrat Shiva, from the third day until the end of Shiva, Kilu Menachas Loi Kinek, the Bekeren Zovis. Is if the Malach HaMavos is still around your house, but he's on the side in the Keren Zovis. Mikan Vielach, after 7 days, Kilu Oiveres Kinek, the Beshuk. Sound like he's not in the house anymore, he's only outside in the shuk. But there is such an Indian to be afraid during Shiva. And Tosis says, you have to be afraid like he's going in front of you in the streets, ad yud beis chodesh, until 12 months. 12 months you have to be afraid of the Malach HaMavos. Loch yisim yushalmi, kol Shiva hacherif yishlufa, ad shleishimi rufefes, liyachud beis chodesh yichazeres lelefarim. After 12 months and it goes back to normal. Right. You never let the women, when Isha is mace, you don't leave the body outside, the urine outside, it's not covered. Amri Nadoi. It's only said an Isha that died during